How do you measure a wealthy person when the creator of the universe died on the cross a naked pauper? How do you measure a wealthy person when Jesus Christ, the maker of the universe, silver and gold, etc., ended this natural life without a wife or children or grandchildren or homes and land, not even with his own burial plot? In this world, if a man accumulates great wealth, he is high and lifted up. But be assured of this one thing. If he or she is not a contributing member of the kingdom of God, he is less than nothing. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 13 through 16. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. And as he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? Proverbs 13:7, there is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. James chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your silver and gold is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. This life is compared in the Word of God to a vapor, like steam coming from a pot. Days, weeks, and years fly by rapidly. They just evaporate, and then you die. The real measure of wealth shows up on the other side. The beginning of this eternal, colossal wealth begins at a place Jesus calls born again, born of the Spirit, literally born into the kingdom of God. Have you been born again? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Genuinely rich men and women all begin here. Would you like to start over again? Would you like to have all your sin and shame expunged from your record and remembered no more? Then hallelujah! Today is your day of salvation, your beginning of eternal wealth. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 33, verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. God said, Hebrews 11, 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God said, Romans chapter 1, verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God said, James 3, verse 2, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. God said, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Man said, the idea that there is a God, as described in the Bible, who spoke all things into existence with words, is absolutely ludicrous. Now the record. These appear to be the very last days of this world, and these times will be very bleak. Jesus speaks in Matthew of false Christ, wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. He said these are but the beginning of sorrows. What follows is the seven-year great tribulation, which culminates at Armageddon, and it is closer than most think. Prepare to meet your God. Our powers as sons and daughters of God must be multiplied, and that power is the spoken word of faith. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. It's truly time to start mixing. This feature will demonstrate once again that God's words are the source of all that is. Early in the 1900s, a new scientific theory emerged called quantum mechanics. Dr. D. Faulkner, in the Answers in Genesis publication, the New Answers Book 2, had this to say. Quantum mechanics is a very successful theory. Since its introduction in the 1920s, physicists have used it to correctly predict the behavior and characteristics of elementary particles, nuclei of atoms, and molecules. Many facets of modern electronics are best understood in terms of quantum mechanics. Physicists have developed many detailed and applications of the theory, and they have built other theories upon it, end of quote. Many scientists are initially perplexed when they discover that the smallest building blocks of life are particles that deny Newtonian materialistic explanations. It is at this juncture that the theory of quantum physics is employed. Keep firmly in mind that you and everything you see has been spoken into existence out of that which is invisible by the words of God. Everything is made out of God's words. If this biblical principle is true, then we should find evidence everywhere, and we do. Today's scientific minds continue to confirm the Word of God written thousands of years ago, secrets that only the Creator Himself could know. Bruce H. Lipton, a Ph.D., a stem cell biologist who taught at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine, performed pioneering studies at Stanford University, and authored and co-authored numerous books, made some telling statements in his book, The Biology of Belief. We've lifted the following excerpts for your perusal. Excerpt number one. No, there has not been a printing mistake. Atoms are made out of invisible energy, not tangible matter. So in our world, material substance, matter, appears out of thin air. Kind of weird when you think about it. Here you are holding this physical book in your hands, yet if you were to focus on the book's material substance with an atomic microscope, you would see that you are holding nothing. Excerpt number two. Fortunately, leaders in the field, such as Johns Hopkins University physicist Richard Con Henry, are addressing the misperceptions about the perceived primacy of the material world. Henry offered an elegantly simple definition on the true nature of the universe. The universe is immaterial, mental, and spiritual. Live and enjoy. Excerpt number three. The reality of a quantum universe reconnects what Descartes took apart. Yes, the mind, energy, arises from the physical body just as Descartes thought. However, our new understanding of the universe's mechanics shows us how the physical body can be affected by the immaterial mind, thoughts, the mind's energy, directly influence how the physical brain controls the body's physiology. Thought energy can activate or inhibit the cell's function producing proteins via the mechanics of constructive and destructive interference described in the previous chapter. Excerpt number four. The fact is that harnessing the power of your mind can be more effective than the drugs you have been programmed to believe you need. The research I discussed in the last chapter found that energy is a more efficient means of affecting matter than chemicals. Excerpt number five. The brain's function is to coordinate the dialogue of signal molecules within the community. Consequently, in a community of cells, each must acquiesce control to the informed decisions of its awareness authority, the brain. The brain controls the behavior of the body's cells. End of quote. Finally, Dr. Lipton writes, biological behavior can be controlled by invisible forces, including thought. What then are Dr. Lipton and others saying? One, atoms appear out of thin air. Two, the universe is not material. It is mental and spiritual. Three, thoughts, silent words, can activate or inhibit the cell's function-producing proteins. Four, harnessing the power of the mind, words, can be more effective than drugs. Five, each of your 50 trillion plus cells must acquiesce control to the brain. Six, biological behavior can be controlled by invisible forces, including thought or words. What is perplexing to so many scientists is fully explained in the Bible. All things have been spoken into existence out of that which is invisible by God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Science, employing the most sophisticated atomic microscopes, concludes that the universe is immaterial. It is mental and spiritual. Science, welcome aboard. God spends much time in the scriptures instructing the faithful in techniques of harnessing the tongue and the powerful beauty of mixing his words with our faith for the purpose of stress shifting, mental and physical healing, home building, child rearing, etc., etc. Truly, God's word is a place to build a life. May faith be multiplied unto you and unto me. Numerous features on God Said, Man Said deal with the phenomenal power of the words we employ. A partial list of these features appears at the end of this feature. Why not review one every day? I promise you it will change your life in a very glorious way. God Said, Psalms 33:6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. God Said, Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God Said, Romans 1:20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God Said, James 3:2, if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. God Said, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Man Said, the idea that there is a God as described in the Bible who spoke all things into existence with words is absolutely ludicrous. Now you have the record.